Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm John Batchelor with David Petrucia, historian, author of 1920, The Year of Six Presidents. Roosevelt is dead. Teddy Roosevelt is dead. Woodrow Wilson is perpetually frail and in denial. We now have candidates in the Republican Party that are seen as second raters, but one has to be chosen in the convention that's meeting in June of 1920. Wilson has fantasies and being a candidate for the Democratic Party. But what about the Republicans? This is seen as their year. Wilson is stymied, and the Democrats don't have a strong voice to appeal to the modern East Coast and the modern Midwest. So we come to a man named Warren G. Harding, who is nobody's first choice, nobody's second choice. How far down do we have to go, David, before he's the fifth or sixth choice? What do you think?
Could be fifth or sixth. Yes, definitely. And that's his strategy. And that is the strategy of his pal and campaign manager, a guy named Harry Daugherty, who is from Ohio, like Harding is. And they are determined not to say boo, really, about any other contender in the Republican ranks, or even to boost Harding too strongly, to be too vociferous on his qualifications, which are kind of light. I think his main qualification, he's a man in the middle. And he's an accommodator. He's not always a compromiser in a bad sense, but he gets along with people. He doesn't alienate them. And the other guys are alienating themselves, interestingly enough. One of the things which becomes an issue in the 1920 Republican primaries is campaign spending. And it bites two of the two main contenders, Leonard Wood, who is a pal of TR and the progressive candidate, and a Midwestern governor named Frank Lowden. And even the third front runner, Hiram Johnson, who had been TR's running mate in 1912, is caught up in this when he demands an investigation, and the investigation ticks off all of his fellow Republicans as well, or the top contenders. But Warren Harding is determined not to make any of those mistakes. He's as Dirty Harry, or Clint Eastwood as Dirty Harry, said, a man's got to know his limitations. And Warren Harding was very cognizant of that, and knowing that he would be, as one of his biographies of a guy named Andrew Sinclair wrote it, that he would be the available man.
Warren Harding is a small town publisher. That's what he is. He inherited it from his father. He becomes a politician because he's in the news all the time, being the publisher, rises through the ranks in Ohio. It's important to emphasize now that both parties see Ohio as the battlefield to win, because the Democrats will eventually nominate the governor of Ohio, John Cox. What about Ohio, David? Does it in any fashion represent all of America? How is it that they both decide this is the state we must nominate from and win?
Well, up until recently, Ohio still was a so-called battleground state. It certainly was then. There were a couple of others, very big ones, that people would go after as well. New York was often a battleground state. So was Indiana, of all states. That's why Woodrow Wilson's running mate, vice president, was a sort of non-entity kind of guy from Indiana. So it's a state which is split. You know, the northern part is very northern in ideology. The southern part is very southern in attitude, shall we say, including racial attitudes. And Wilson James Middleton Cox, who is the Democratic nominee against Warren Harding, had been governor of the state. He had run three times against the guy named Frank Willis. And Willis won one, and Cox won a couple of other times. Willis might have been the Republican nominee in 1928, but he's announcing his candidacy and drops dead on the podium. So we see a lot of dropping dead back in those days.
Yes, yes. A great deal of politics I learned from David is luck, to stay alive long enough to have the nomination fall on you. Salient points of Harding that do not become part of the conversation in 1920 are that he's married to Florence, who is the daughter of the small town rich man who dislikes Warren right away. Warren's a little younger than Florence. Florence has been married before. She had a son that her father takes away from her. Florence is a rock for Warren, despite the fact we know now that Warren Harding has a number of girlfriends over the years simultaneously, fathers a number of children over the years, and is not especially secretive about his conduct. And yet that's not part of the conversation in 1920. And I take it, David, that there was no attempt to hide it from Florence, and she, being a political wife, like Eleanor Roosevelt, decided that the marriage was stable enough for them to go to higher office. Is that a fair summary, David?
Yeah, there's a scene. How do we know that she knew? There's a scene
30 seconds, David. Go ahead.
There's a scene where she actually throws a chair or something at one of Harding's mistresses at a campaign rally in Marion, Ohio. So, yeah, she knew, and she didn't really like it that much.
We're going to turn to the conventions now, but we have vice presidents to go through before that, because this is the year of six presidents. The book is 1920. David Petrucha is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino's a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.